I'm based in Geraldton. And here, I suppose. It's a bit 50-50 at the moment, but my house and community are largely in the Midwest region.
Which is so lovely, because like you said, you are popping up here quite frequently at the moment. Hidden Treasures was just about a week and a bit ago, so if folks haven't had a chance to catch you yet, it's pretty likely you'll be back sometime soon.
Yeah, absolutely, especially September. I've got a few shows popping up, which is great. I'm just loving... loving the momentum and the connection to being, like, enjoying the lifestyle and being regional, but also just, like, loving the scene and just thirsty for gigs and, like, just loving it so much.
It's also that thing of, like, like, there's going to be a chance for people to see you at In the Pines and, like you said, there's a bunch of gigs upcoming. They can also just go to the regions, though. There's always music happening.
Yeah, you know what? There is actually some amazingly diverse music happening in, I can't speak for all regions because I'm not across it all, but I just know that in the Midwest there is some beautiful diversity, like country, rock, pop, alt pop, distorted dream pop, jazz. There's a really wicked jazz scene emerging in Geraldton. There's just so much, you know, and sometimes it does just taking, like, going for a roadie for the weekend and getting a little taste of all the other sounds that are out there.
It's interesting as well. I think distance is one of those things that Perth does really well because we are so isolated. But then even within our own state, because we're so spread out, you have no choice but to actually make your own music community. And it sounds like you're kind of, I don't want to say responsible for it in Geraldton, but I feel like you were one of the lead instigators and you've definitely immersed yourself in it, haven't you?
I've definitely immersed.
what did I say? Emerged.
Both work though.
Yeah,
both
that's right.
Work have totally emerged, but also immersed. But I think it's really a community push. Like, there are really great operators in our region, and we're all super keen on, like, innovation and music and trying to, you know, create new opportunities for creatives who are based in the region. So I just think that's part of any community fabric. Like, I'm a real community person. I love being in my community. I love doing stuff and being in it and doing the things.
Yeah.
So it's just like a natural thing. Like, if anyone is into music, I'm doing this thing. Like, come along.
Yeah.
You know.
And you're there front and centre.
Yeah.
This makes sense. This is why you said yes to In the Pines so quickly.
I'm just like, yep.
I will be there. Yeah.
But that's sort of my attitude at the moment. You know, I'm really in a great place creatively and within my music that – I'm just like, I'm keen for shows. I want to get better. I'm always looking to diversify and just work my chops, basically, playing live. It's just so much fun.
Well, bookers, if you're out there listening, Alexia is here and ready. I want to talk a little bit more about sort of the music that you're working on in a moment, but talk to us about sort of when it all started for you. When did you first start making and playing music and picking the guitar up?
Jeez, that's a great question. You know, it's so funny. About, I reckon, 10 years ago, I didn't consider myself a musician. Like, it just wasn't on my radar. I could write songs, I could do the things, but I just never associated myself in that, which now I'm like, that's so crazy. What's going on? But I think it would have been about 12. I did my first gig when I was 18. A friend asked me to, like, play some tunes or wrote some songs. Didn't think anything of it. Mm. The songs just basically fell on the page and I was like, yeah, that was cool. But I was so focused on writing, other mediums of writing at the time.
Sure.
And then I moved to Perth and I really wanted to play an instrument. So I just got on YouTube. This is like 2014, 2013. And just taught myself some basic chords. And then from there I was like, right, my brain doesn't work that way. I'm going to make up my own chords. Like,
wow.
Here we go. Let's just
do it. You self-taught then?
Yeah, I mean, that feels like a real stretch for someone who's legit self-taught. But
that's
amazing. I've just sat with it. And for ages I was like, oh, I haven't got the skills to do, like, beautiful lead, but I can do these things. And so that just, off I went. And that was it for me. And the songwriting, you know, I've been songwriting for probably 15 years, I suppose, but it's only really in the last 6 or 7 that I have really looked back at some of the material and thought, God, that's pretty good.
That could be a song.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
And now I've revisited some old stuff and reworked them and rearranged and things like that, and I'm like, these are actually, I'm not tooting my own horn,
but you can.
I feel really proud of, I'm like, wow, that's a great song.
Yeah.
That's not I was going to just drop a bomb there, that's but all right. that's not bad. It's 8 a.m.
Yeah, no, that's very good. I love this. One of the songs that I want to talk about is the debut single Creed in Colour. When that song released at the start of last year, it was played so much here and it was such an earworm. Tell us a little bit about this, and I have a feeling it comes back to that concept of, and that love of community for you, doesn't it?
100%. First, I've got to say thank you so much for spinning that song. I know it seems like a small
thing. We loved
it. Yeah, but it just goes such a long way. That really helped push me into, you know, continuing with my craft. It was such a beautiful experience. And thank you to everybody who listened to that song. I'm just so grateful. So Creed in Colour was actually a really introspective journey. It was about partially me going back to Cape Town, to South Africa, to interview my grandparents while they were still alive, mm-hmm. and hear about their stories and the people basically who came before us. And that sort of wrapped into the apartheid and almost all of the creatives, musicians, writers, poets within my family who weren't able to express themselves because of the time and the politics of the time. And it's this like combination of being really connected to my roots and my heritage. And there's also this like joyous thing about connecting to people and just feeling yourself and being grateful for wherever you go and whatever you do. And so I really tried to like bring that quite somber, serious tone in the lyric, but also this like, yeah, life's good kind of vibe.
It's very anthemic. Like, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, my ultimate goal with that song, and I'm so stoked, I can still listen to the song now. I listen to it all the time and still think, that's a tune. Yeah. I'm not sick of it. But my ultimate goal with that song is to sing it with a massive choir and just have these like
it lends itself to that, for
doesn't
sure.
it? Yeah. And that was sort of in the making too, when I was writing the song and recording it with Wham and Andy Lawson, that I wonder if I could get a choir together in a week. But, you know,
you the goal's still there. Community choir in Geraldton.
I'm so close.
Of course you are. Don't get me started. We're speaking this morning with Alexia Parenzi, who's going to join you at In the Pines this Sunday. Still a few tickets around, but not many. Make sure that you're grabbing them at rtrfm.com.au. You're not just going solo this weekend. Like, you are bringing your band with you, yeah?
Yes. Oh, I'm so stoked. I've been doing a run of solo shows. So when we get to play with the band, it's just electric. The vibe is right.
Yeah, it feels good as well having other people on stage with you, just other energy to bounce off.
Yeah, yeah. And we've really knuckled down this past probably year and a half, 2 years to work our parts so that they're just all talking to each other and it's this like sound experience.
I love the way you describe things. I feel like we should just sit here and wax lyrics. I mean, we can't sit here forever because the next show would literally boot us off the air. But
and now the news.
Yeah, there's devastation happening across the world. You're going to play live for us, which I'm always very thankful for. What are you going to play this morning?
Yeah, I am going to play a song called 26. And like I said, like, usually the song is played with a band, and if you're there on Sunday, I'm so excited for you to hear all the parts and how they work together. It's just melodic and stunning. But I'm going to strip it back today, and this is basically a song about celebrating love.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you pick the guitar up and get yourself all ready.
Yay.
So on Breakfast this morning, Alexia Parenzi is with you playing a live tune, 26.
You were just 26. You said we met about 2 years ago, actually. I thought that was pretty slick. How things are meant to be exactly how they are today, baby. You're a man of little words, but when you do, each one counts for a million photographs in mind you about your own time. I just hope your current will ebb and flow next to mine. Oh, please. I didn't want to mention names, but yours fits here perfectly. Oh, please. Make it, shake it, break it, all you have to do is take me now. I suppose you could fall in love, cause that's how the algorithm goes. And you bide your own time. I just hope your current will ebb and flow next to mine. Oh, please. I didn't want to mention names, but yours fits here perfectly. Please make it, shake it, break it. All you have to do is take me now. You bide your own time, you write your own lines. From the onset, you're an outlet, really. You bide your own time, you write your own lines, really. And from the onset, you're an outlet, relinquish me.
Oh, so good. Alexia Prenzi, live in the studio for you. You can catch her with the full band opening up proceedings at In the Pines this Sunday on stage at 12 o'clock. Alexia, thank you so much for coming and hanging out on Brekkie, and we'll catch you this Sunday.
My pleasure. Can't wait to see you on Sunday. Thank you.